Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. And here on the show, we talk a lot about healthy eating and spirituality and exercise. But something that's really important is being in healthy relationships. And you want to be savvy about these. So let's say you're single and you're dating and you're wondering, okay, what are some of the strategies that I need to have to get out there and find a great guy or gal? Well, here to join us is a wonderful Katie Clark, Chef Katie. She's got a wonderful background in fitness and cooking. And now she is helping people all over date and be happy. Hello, Katie. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. And it's true, you know, the whole background of being healthy in food and fitness have really kind of launched me into making every part of my life healthy. So I'm excited to be on today.
All right. Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Okay, so then what do we need to do, Katie? So for those people who are kind of thinking it's Valentine's Day around the corner and, you know what, I want to go out there, I want to date, what are some strategies that you can recommend for them, you know, in terms of making it a little easier for them?
Well, I'm on round two here, so I'm already divorced, and I think this time I'm going to be much smarter and savvy about my choices. And I love dating. I think it's a great way to meet people, and obviously you're not going to marry everyone, so just consider it just almost like networking. And I never burn a bridge. I always stay friends with people. But I've really come down to these four key components, and I think it kind of steers me in that right direction and helps me say yay or nay. And definitely the very first one I always look for is effort. That man has to give you a great effort. He has to show up. He has to kind of do it your way in the beginning. And because we know that things get harder once you are married or in a relationship, usually things fade. So I want to see that effort in an A-plus formation from the beginning.
Katie, I love that you say that before you go to another point, because, you know, the younger we are, you know, a lot of times there are games, right? You know, we're playing these games, and when they don't put in the effort, that we're like, oh, you know, he's not putting in an effort. It makes you want it more. But the older we get, that effort becomes so important. And I love that you say that, because you know what? Those games, oh, so like,
forget it.
Useless. Exactly.
Yeah, like, just, and you know, exhausting.
Exhausting. So I love that you mention effort.
Right. A lot of that would be based on chivalry. And I'm an old school kind of girl, and chivalry comes out with, it has to be effort. So, you know, have them pick you up if you feel safe with that. Have them open your door. Have them pay for the check, please. I am not about splitting anything like that. So they need to show that they are making the effort, even in, are they working hard? Are they looking to ultimately, you know, build something in a future with somebody? And if they're going to pay for your check, that means check, yes, they are doing it. So
that would definitely, when you first said that, I thought I heard have them pay for the sex, and I'm like, what?
No. That's talk for another day. Have them pay for
When you come
check,
back.
The bill, the receipt.
I was like, check. Got it.
That's very interesting. Now, you know, I have to say, my second is the favorite, fun and funny. I am really attracted to guys that are funny. And my mother used to say that, marry a guy who makes you laugh, because other things can fade. My husband cracks me up. He still cracks me up. We've been together 17 years. And I think that is huge. Really just having that fun, funny personality.
Well, and that's true. So it was interesting because I actually changed that number two. It used to be affection. I used to think, I want a guy that is going to give me affection. And that's nice. But ultimately, when I look at couples that are happy and are, you know, have that longevity and that long relationship, they always say time and time again, oh, it's because we keep each other laughing. So I really came to a point, and I remember I went on a date with this gentleman, and he, you know, he fit the bill in all these other ways, but for three dates, and I usually give a guy I'm thinking can fit a bill at three dates, he never made me laugh once. And so I gave him a fourth date with the complete intention of watching and seeing, will he make me laugh? Is there something funny we can both giggle about? And there was nothing. And I thought, nope, not going to work.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Now, you say you love number two. Actually, number three is my biggest one. And I think this is especially true for people that are post-divorce, people later in life, because I always say dating is almost like businesses. The later you get in life, the more established you are, the more you're like two companies having to merge together. You have to kind of make that merger work. So number three that I look for is reality. Does my reality line up with his? And that comes in the simple form of what? Location, right there. That is the biggest thing. Do I want to drive in traffic? The next thing I usually look for is kids. Are kids older than mine, younger than mine? Do I really want to deal with that? Family, like after being in a marriage, I get all the details and how those really are important. The reality mm-hmm. just has to line up.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that's great.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, go ahead.
Well, just the idea of, again, sitting in traffic is miserable. And no matter how much these guys like you, do you really want to be doing that? Do you really want to put on his lifestyle? And is he going to jump on yours? All these little details actually have to work out. And I think when you find that right guy, and it will, you won't have to make it work so hard. It will just flow.
You know, I want to talk about number four, chemistry, because I do think chemistry is important. But I have to say, I have girlfriends that are now in their 50s and are single because they're so reliant on the chemistry that if mm-hmm. they don't feel it instantly, they'll pass a guy over. Whereas with my husband, there was some, but honestly, he was so funny and smart, and he volunteered for Suicide Hotline, and he built guitars. And he was crazy. And I was like, wow, like I didn't have that instant, like, you know, got to have you. But I was like, wow, this is a really amazing person. And so I think there's got to be a mix of both things you have in common, and then I think mm-hmm. the chemistry can grow, but I'd love to hear what you think.
So when I put these four, they are actually in a sequential order. This is the kind of the way that I look at it, and chemistry is my last, because I don't think it's the biggest piece. I could have chemistry with a youngin, you know, a 30-year-old hot rod, and it's not going to go. That's just not going to go anywhere for me. I have three kids. Good I have point. A great life and a stable home, and that's just not the reality. Does it line up? Is he funny? Maybe I didn't care. I just liked the chemistry. So again, for women, I definitely put chemistry last, because I do think that we can grow into love with someone and we start to recognize just those deeper qualities that are really what keep a marriage and a relationship so stable, so secure. And those are the things that we women are looking for.
You know, it's interesting. I'm thinking, I've been with my husband since 1998. Holy cow, where did the time go? I can't even imagine what it's like. You know, I definitely want to have you come back. We do, because I want to know, like, what is it like now with social media and texting and trying to set up dates? I can't even imagine how different it is. I think I'd be totally lost. How has that been for you, Katie?
I love it. I actually, with texting, I love good banter. I think that can actually build into a relationship if you do it right and do it well. I think you can actually pre-screen so many people nowadays just by Googling their name. Mm-hmm. and I think, you know, in this day and age, that's kind of how it has to be done. But then at the same time, there's so many apps that make dating just so dismissible, and people are just pushed to the side literally through these apps. And we've come to a point where everything is just throwaway, but relationships shouldn't be that.
Yeah, I think too. Yeah. Oh,
and
go ahead.
Just so you know, I'm writing a new book called Seven Steps to Sexy. And so that's my next big goal. And chapter 7 of that is, you know, sexy women give good sex. So we can always bring that back on a later show. But idea of really building that confidence and showing what sexy really means. And that's just understanding who you are and having that come out in multiple ways. But it has been such a pleasure talking about this. I could tell you so many fun dating stories, so we'll have to definitely reconnect.
Oh, we're
that.
Having you back.
Yeah. And I think
we can live vicariously.
No, I do think it's a great topic, because for many of us, I mean, I've been married now also a long time, 16 years, going on 17, and I totally get it, Lisa, you know, and that's why hearing from you, Katie, you know, what it's like to be out there, what it's like to date people, and some good tips, and I think those are solid tips for people to take away and kind of say, you know what, let me rethink this, because the older, and it's great for young people, but it's also great for older mm-hmm. people who are getting back into the dating scene, so, you know, kudos all around, and definitely your new book sounds amazing, so we'll absolutely love to have you back on. And since I thought I heard the word sex before, I mean, it's a perfect fit, so it's all good.
Just thought I'd kind of weave that in there. But thank you, ladies, for having me. And again, I wish everybody the best of luck in dating, but just make those smart choices. And those four key topics will lead you right into the right man's hands.
Sounds terrific. All right, well, you can learn more about Katie at her website at fitchefkatie.com. That's fitchefkatie.com, K-A-T-Y. And you can follow her on Twitter at fitchefkatie. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And go to Katie's website to find out more dating tips. Stay well.